Talk ZB, it is now, 27 to 7. Stephen Johnston is with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013 and 2014. The award is recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or for an investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. You know the drill there, that is one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Or their number is 0800 662345. 0800 662345. Stephen Johnston from Milford Asset Management is with me. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Larry.
And good to talk to you. Thank you so much. And the economy, let's talk about Japan tonight. The economy in Japan has been struggling for 20-odd years. Things are changing, are they?
Yeah, totally agree, Larry. So, you know, since the boom time in the 80s, Japan has experienced several bouts of deflation. And the problem with deflation is that consumers tend to stop spending, investment grinds to a halt, unemployment rises, and growth stagnates. And that's pretty much what's happened in Japan. And once a country's trapped in deflation, it's very hard to get out of that trap. And that's reflected in the fact that Japan has had seven prime ministers in the last 6 years. However, the good news is since Abe was appointed prime minister in late 2012, we see green shoots are emerging in the economy. I was recently in Japan, and there's a feeling of optimism in the air. So confidence seems to be slowly coming back.
And what has the new Prime Minister done then to kickstart the economy?
It's important to realise, Larry, that Abe was appointed with a very strong mandate, and he is very popular by historical standards. And when elected, Abe promised to breathe new life into the economy, embarking on a very ambitious policy agenda. So Abe's policy agenda is also known as Abenomics, and it has three arrows or three parts to it. So firstly, aggressive fiscal policy, and that involves large-scale infrastructure projects and also the reconstruction post the earthquake in 2011. The second part of the policy agenda is very loose monetary policy, and that's in the hands of the central bank, the Bank of Japan, and they've embarked on very aggressive quantitative easing or money printing program. So, in fact, it's been far more aggressive than the Federal Reserve in the US. And the third part, and probably the most important part from a sustainability perspective, is structural reform.
Tell us more about the structural reforms then.
Well, this includes policies, Larry, such as across-the-board corporate tax cuts, as Japan has some of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. So corporate tax in Japan is 38% versus 28% in New Zealand. Other reforms, such as labour market reform, the goal of increasing participation of women in the workforce. So, for example, providing more daycare centres. And also Japan is aiming to increase tourism, for example, by legalising casinos. And finally, and also Japan is involved in the TPP negotiations to join the Pacific Free Trade Area. And the aim there is to reduce tariffs and goods and services and boost trade. And hopefully that'll provide new market opportunities for Japanese exporters and companies.
So, Stephen, what do you think the upcoming challenges for Japan are?
Well, firstly, Japan has a very high and rising government debt level. So debt to GDP in Japan is something like 220-odd%, so versus about 40% in New Zealand. So to stabilise this pile of debt, Japan needs to increase taxes. So on the 1st of April, Japan is going to lift the consumption tax. So that's similar to GST in New Zealand. So they're increasing it by 3% from 5 to 8%. Now, that sounds very low, but the last time Japan increased the consumption tax in 1997, the economy fell back into a severe recession. So there's a little bit of concern there. Another big challenge for Japan is demographics. They have an aging population, a very low birth rate, and these issues can't be resolved by the printing presses.
Mm. Do you think the recovery in Japan is sustainable, and what's your view on the stock market there?
The recovery has recently lost some momentum, and we believe the next few months are critical. But we are cautiously optimistic given the government and the Bank of Japan are very determined to revitalise the economy and, in effect, do whatever it takes. In terms of the stock market, there's been a tough market recently with considerable volatility. However, I remain positive despite the recent weakness. I suspect that any downturn in the economy post this consumption tax hike will lead to additional money printing. And one thing we've learned is that money printing is positive for liquidity and tends to help equities. And given that the US is winding down their QE program, Japan is the only game in town. So one thing I've noticed is that the Japanese government sees a strong market as a sign their policies are working. And in fact, we're at a Japan conference last month, and we had Prime Minister Abe made a speech by video conference, and his final comment was, remember, Japan is a strong buy.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you, Stephen. Nice to talk to you. Very interesting.
Very
that is Stephen Johnston from Milford Asset Management, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.